News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Ireland Rugby Sevens star, Jordan Conroy, is presenting a new coming-of-age sports series with 10 male teenage participants. All the episodes of Man Up are available on the RTE player. I caught up with Jordan a little bit earlier. I began by asking him to tell us a little bit about his documentary, Man Up.
Well, it was kind of a few-part idea. The first one was, as you said, bring 10 teenage boys, like from 10 different backgrounds, and from ages 12 to 14, and bring them together, see can we form a team out of them by getting them to teach them how to play rounders and play, you know, a team at the end of training to see how they do. And then I suppose the secondary thing to the show was, you know, it was kind of delving into, you know, the other side of it, where what's it like to be a young teenager in today's society, you know? Is it different from the times we grew up, or what's the new... You know, what are the worries of today's teenager? Or it's kind of, you know, things like that, getting to know them on a personal level, and also, you know, seeing how they kind of integrate with each other. And it was a very interesting process to see that, just from, you know, my point of view, because I wanted to see the way I grew up, is it different to today's world? And yeah, it was kind of delving into things like that, which was very enjoyable.
I'm sure. No, look, I'm a lot older than you, but I do have kids who are teenagers and older. And one thing I find is that I think they're way more open to talking about things. Their friends, I think, are kind of kinder to each other, more open to chatting through things. Is that what you experience with those kids?
100%, because see, before I went in, I was kind of going into the idea of, right, I have 10 lads. It's like, you know, it's a weird age, 12 to 14. You're, you know, getting used to your body and all this, and you're becoming into these things. And I thought, you know, there'd be a lot of awkwardness. But as you said, with today's teenagers, they're so much more open. And kind of watching the show and seeing the video vlogs they did, I was just amazed and taken back by how much they could talk about and how much more open-minded they were. And they were very accepting of a lot of things. And, you know, when I compared to myself or to my friends, we wouldn't have done that at all. We wouldn't have been able to talk about the topics they talked about on the show and how, I mean, emotionally aware they were. So that was a really kind of surprising thing for me coming onto the show.
Yeah. Did you learn from them, do you think?
I did, because, you know, when you have 10 teenage boys, there was quite a lot going on. And I tried to be, you know, like, you know, a best friend, a coach, a brother and everything, and tried to so kind of help them in everything along the way. But then I kind of realized maybe I have to step back, and in some things you have to let them try and figure them out themselves as well. Having 10 different personalities there, you know, everyone had to be kind of, you know, treated in a different way because they weren't all similar. So I had to, you know, get to know them and how to handle them differently.
I've read interviews where you've spoken about you, your mother and sister escaping an abusive relationship in Germany. You were very young at the time, I think it was 6 or 7. Was it difficult for you to talk about that and open up as part of the process?
It definitely was. And I'll tell you why, because as a kid, you know, I don't know if it was from the trauma, but I was able to block it out, lock it away for so long. And it wasn't until kind of around the last couple of months I properly open up about it, and it kind of taught me one or two things that you always kind of need to be able to talk about things no matter how long, because it's not very good holding on to these things. Just releasing all that trauma kind of made me feel weird about myself. I was opening up about it and was talking about it. I was actually thinking about these things, and it actually just, you know, from a mental side, it was kind of a bit of a struggle at times, because I just didn't have any clarity. I didn't know what was going on or what was happening. But the more I started talking about it, and the more I was kind of becoming familiar and making it my own story and kind of getting power out of it, that's when I started to calm down. And obviously talking to a couple of people helped me realize that.
Yeah, I'm assuming one of the lessons from Man Up, I suppose, as a final question, did you come to any answers about what it means to be a young man in Ireland today?
There's so many ways to be a man, but to be, you know, a good human being, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. I always kind of go back to these fundamentals, like it's being respectful. Being a respectful young man helps you along the way, because people will treat you respect. Being very accepting. I've been taught this as a young lad from my mother. It's just being loving. I don't think we just share enough about love, how much love can have a positive thing. Having those fundamentals make you a good person. And obviously we're going to have our ups and downs because we're not all perfect, but having those kind of three fundamentals, there's obviously more to it, but I could go on for ages.
No, I think that sums it up well. Look, before you go, though, I do have to ask you, the great year in the seventh circuit, second place in the overall standings. Are you confident of turning that good form into a medal in Paris this summer?
Oh, 100%. It's about the mentality we're going into, and it's the mentality we've had throughout the whole year. And it's got us second into the table. So we're going to reset in June, and we're going to be in the mentality of getting on that podium.
Okay, that was Ireland rugby seven star Jordan Conroy talking about his upcoming coming-of-age series with 10 male participants. Man Up, and all the episodes are available on the RTE player.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.